outside St. Patrick's Cathedral at lunchtime today in Midtown, a small group of activists held up a large display of the faces of children who'd been abused by Catholic clergy over decades and decades. Mary Kaplan, the area director of SNAP, the survivors' network of those abused by priests, said she's a survivor.
The United Nations finally issued demanding of the Vatican turning over the sex abuse records that have gone on for so many years. This is really historic because it's the first time, to my knowledge, that such an international body has done this and not looked the other way and felt that the institution of the hierarchy of the church is just too powerful. So we hope that this will prod other secular international organizations to doing the same.
Last Wednesday in Geneva, survivors of rape and sexual violence by Catholic priests met with members of the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child, calling the Vatican to account for its ongoing failure to abide by the Convention on the Rights of the Child, a UN treaty the Vatican signed long ago. The UNCRC sent a list of issues to the Vatican wanting detailed information on all cases of child sexual abuse committed by members of the clergy, brothers and nuns, or brought to the attention of the Holy See. The information relates to all cases between November 1995 and January 2014. They seek to establish whether perpetrators of sexual crimes were allowed to remain in contact with children and what legal action was taken against the clergy, whether reporting of suspected abuse was mandatory, and information about support for victims and any incidents where complaints were silenced. Catherine Gallagher is the senior attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights and says this is a global problem that demands a global response.
For the last 5 years, SNAP has been building a global movement of survivors, and it is now focusing a global movement of accountability. In September 2011, we went to the International Criminal Court, where we framed the acts as they rightfully are called, crimes against humanity, rape, torture, and other forms of sexual violence. We will go to the various international secular bodies, such as the United Nations Committee for the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and asked them to take steps to address this global problem. And we were deeply gratified that after hearing the voice of survivors in Geneva, the committee came out with such a strong list of questions for the Vatican. So we look forward to January when the Holy See, the Vatican, will actually have to go in person before the committee. Certainly SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, and the Center for Constitutional Rights will be there as part of that process. And beyond the Committee for the Rights of the Child, we look forward to going to other committees, like the Committee Against Torture, and raising these claims. They were taken seriously, they deserve to be taken seriously, and we will continue our efforts.
Gallagher said the recent interest by the United Nations has come as a result of efforts of survivors and advocates who've come forward in different countries over the past few decades, often with considerable personal sacrifice and risk, to talk about the widespread and systematic rape and sexual violence of children by priests and others associated with the Roman Catholic Church. Those revelations have come to light in Austria, Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Kenya, Malta, Mexico, the Netherlands, Poland, and the United States. Every investigated body has shown, without exception, the primary concern of church officials has been to protect the reputation of the church and its priests, not the best interests of the child. Mary Kaplan said networks like SNAP help people stand up and try and end the abuse.
It feels like the governments of many countries were in collusion. Certainly in Ireland, certainly in Spain, where babies were taken and sold for adoption. In Ireland, the Magdalene laundries. And here in America, prosecutors are very, DAs are very careful about what cases they take against the church. It's a great power, and they have the power often of the press and the power of the government. So really, for the people, I suppose, to stand together and speak against this is what made me do this.
Some experts have estimated in the US alone between 1950 and 2002 there may have been more than 100,000 victims of clergy sex abuse. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.